Welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I'm Gabriela Kieseberg-Davalos, Senior Communications Officer, and with me in the studio today is Alain Deletro, Crisis Group's Vice President for Europe. He has just returned from Guinea, where tensions are high, and the second round of presidential elections, due to be held on September 19th, was postponed at the last minute. Crisis Group recently published a report on the need to reform the armed forces of Guinea in order to guarantee that both the country and the region do not fall into chaos again. Alain, is there a risk that the Guinean army takes power?
Well, I don't think the risk will be there for the moment of transition right now. If a date for the elections can be set down, for the second tour of the election, the presidential elections can be set down and respected, then it will be okay. The problem would be what happens afterwards. If the day after the elections, the two political parties who are running now face each other on the streets, there will be violence, then I think the militaries might be tempted to take power in the name of national security. And if the other reason why they would be tempted to take power would be if the reforms that will have to be done in the Guinean militaries are seen as threatening the interests of some of the hierarchy members in the military, and they might be tempted then to take power to protect their own interests.
ICG recommends reforming the Guinean army. How should the reorganization look like?
I think the reform, first of all, should be a plan. There should be a kind of white book set up by the international community, all the donors based now in Conakry, and the new, hopefully, democratically elected government. And it will be very important that the military sees that they will be part of this reform. They will be not only objects, but subjects of this reform, and that they can gain a lot in the reforms. The military people right now are not very happy with all the elements you mentioned in your question, the fact that they see their army as not being any more a disciplined corps, and that they will need to move on. But the way how the reform will propose to some of those who will have to be disarmed, because the Guinean army now is too numerous, they don't need as many soldiers as they seem to have now. So it will be very important they have a perspective, either a reconversion in business activities or other sectors. Otherwise, indeed, the fear of losing their standard of living might, you know, push them to do a coup again.
And what are the risks for the country if the reform fails?
Well, the risk is to have more violence in the country, to have the militaries coming back into power, or having part of the troops out there with their weapons and, selling themselves to local warlords or whatsoever who would pay them. And then the risk is to have Guinea, which is right now at a historical moment, the first time since the independence when Guinea can look positively forward. The risk is to have Guinea facing back instability more than actually before.
Thanks to Alain Deletro, Crisis Group's Vice President for Europe, for giving us an insight into what is happening at the moment in Guinea. For more information and our latest report, Reforming the Army in Guinea, go to our webpage www.crisisgroup.org. Thank you for listening to this International Crisis Group podcast.